Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with some Grimm's Comics Corner and Spawn. Yeah, I was going to do it yesterday, but things happened, and it's getting kind of late now, so I figured I might as well go ahead and get this done. So, let's get started. June 96, 2000. Rules of Engagement. I'm going to try and keep this simple. You know all the basics, right? Heaven, hell, eternal war for the souls of humanity, blah blah blah. But thing is, there's rules, cause, well, there just are. Spheres of influence, rules of engagement. Neither side can make a major move without a proportionate response from the other. Little stuff is cool, minor miracles, the odd possession, but with the big stuff, we're talking trouble. Cosmic Cold War. I can dig it. Now last year, the Hellspawn threw a great big ape-sized monkey wrench into the mix. No one's exactly clear on what he did or how he did it. It's all a big mystery. But he pulled a Houdini, took himself off the game board, created a victim. Which brings us to Urizen. Turns out that vacuum was all we needed to set him free. Urizen's old. So old, most folks forgot about him. English dude named William Blake wrote all these crazy poems about him, but everyone figured it was just fiction. So how come Blake knew about him? Point is, Urizen's bad news. Real bad. He's not about collecting souls for Team A or Team B. He's about negating them. Oh, hold on. Let's try that one again. How the hell do I know? What am I, the narrator? Guess he had visions or something. Point is, Urizen's bad news. Real bad. He's not about collecting souls for Team A or Team B. He's about negating them. Death of the soul. Death of the spirit. Death of the imagination. We got any more smokes? Let me check our friend here. Now that Urizen is loose, Heaven is gonna have to act. They have to. And when they do, Hell has an excuse to launch a counterattack, and then Yahtzee, instant apocalypse. Oh, them smoke's coming. Sorry, fresh out. Damn. So what happens with the Hellspawn? Spawny? You ask me, sucker's dead meat. From the first book of Urizen, lo, a shadow of horror is risen in eternity, unknown, unprolific, self-closed, all-repelling. What demon hath formed this abominable void, this soul-shuddering vacuum? Some said, it is Urizen. Spawn moves, sped by instinct and dread. From the darkness, a hell of bones and fire rises to meet him. Dead thing, you belong with us! Burn, dead thing! You belong with us! 13 burning corpses clutching furiously at the soldier of the night. Burn as we have burned! Burn! Now. You and me. Urizen looms like a shadow come to life, a being carved of pure midnight. They collide like storm fronts, a whirlwind of crimson and onyx. Ah! The earth trembles. The air, the trees, the very stones themselves shudder at Urizen's baneful stare. Through the pain, Spawn can hear a voice in the back of his mind. Gut it out, soldier, it says. No surrender, no mercy. Give it all you've got. Failure will not even be considered. Tell whoever sent you. This world is under my watch. Wow. Spawn reels in the grip of the dark colossus, terror blazing down his spine. In the abyss of Urizen's eyes, Spawn sees a world. Lifeless, deathless, dreamless, soulless, an endless gray realm of despair. No! Times on times he divided, measured space by space in his ninefold darkness. For he strove in battles dire, in unseen conflictions with shapes, bred from his forsaken wilderness of beast, bird, fish, serpent, and element, combustion, blast, vapor, and cloud. Wanda sleeps. Safe and contented, she dreams of the child that grows in her belly. She's already in love with it. Will it be a boy or a girl, she wonders. What will it look like? How will its laugh sound? So many questions. She can't wait to find out. Any day now. Any minute. And then the night explodes. No, please, come back, please. Huh? Ha! Ah! Oh God, Terry, I just had the weirdest dream. It was about the baby. Terry? The afternoon sun casts a brutal eye on the earth. Flies swarm, dancing zigzag patterns in the fetid heat. The air stinks of decay and rotting meat. Birds arrive by twos and threes, picking at tender morsels of flesh, feasting upon the bones of the fallen. Something stirs deep beneath the soil, vibrating with intelligence and life, pushing slowly through the dirt, reaching upward with slender green fingers, draping the lifeless form in a leafy shroud. Inch by inch, the earth reclaims a fallen warrior. New York. A more wretched hive of scum and villainy. Give it a rest, will ya? I don't know, couple of days. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. Sorry, so how long you figure we got? Till the big good night, I mean. I don't know, couple of days, maybe a week? Guess we might as well make the best of it. My thoughts exactly. Any suggestions? Sins of the flesh, my friend. Sins of the flesh. Yeah, I like the sound of that. Man, they didn't have anything like this last time we were here. Thank God for the decay of human morals. Hey, how many deadly sins are there? 7. Best get busy then. Well. If it isn't the 2 jackasses of the apocalypse. Hey, let go of my ear. Ow. All right, you two. I want you to tell me everything, now. The sounds of a trumpet. The heavens awoke and vast clouds of blood rolled round the dim rock of your horizon. William Blake, 1794. Oh, that's a character that Todd can't draw anymore. Go look that up. I'm not going to get into it here, but surprising that this character's even here. Gaiman owns the rights to it, and it's very complicated. Heaven's Folly. Yep, there she is. Dream deep, soldier. Awaken and dream. Green-shaded slumbers pulsing with the heartbeat of a world. Earth, water, fire, air. Forest and river, stone and sky, the green world calls you home. Bear witness, soldier, to what is, what was, what could never be. Dark horizon, imprisoned in the void, leveler of hope, destroyer of dreams loosened upon the world. Poisonous, soul-destroying horizon, your reason. Above heaven's folly, silver-clad warrior maidens, a second rebellion. Below, hell's revenge, demonic scourges, armies of the damned. Between, a world in terror, scorched earth, poisoned seas. A soulless wasteland and a living nightmare. This cannot come to pass. We must end it. You must end it. Awake, soldier. Go forth to war. Ah! In parting, we leave a gift. Use it wisely. Hey there, tough guy. It's time we had a serious talk. Hey, Angela? Listen closely. Everything you've ever been told is a lie. What? I'm kidding. I always wanted to say that. Oh, the look on your face. I don't have time for games. Let me help you up. That looks like it really hurt. Back off. What do you want? What do you think? I'm here to save the day. It's what I do best. I don't trust you. Please, if I wanted to kill you, I'd have done so while you were lying there like a great big martini olive stuck with a toothpick. I told you, I'm here to help. But there is kind of a clock ticking here, Spawn. So do you want to stand around scowling, or shall we go save the world? The important thing, let's keep in mind, is not to panic, okay? It'll be all right. I'm working on a plan. God damn it, my ass itches. Yeah, well, don't look at me. He's gonna kill us. You understand that, don't you? He's gonna kill us over and over and over. Stop it. It's hard enough to concentrate without your babbling. I can imagine. I mean, with your ass itching and all. I'd keep my mouth shut if I were you. This is all your fault. I had everything under control. I could tell you had. Please, Angela, please don't hurt me. Had her right where you wanted her. I was laying a trap for her, waiting for the right moment to pounce. That's what I figured. The way you were curled up in a ball on the ground. Now when's he going to pounce, I kept wondering. Just shut up, okay? So how's that plan coming? Shut up! No, seriously, keep me posted. I'm very interested. It is an ill wind that blows through Malice, Pennsylvania. Dark days. Dark days are coming, mark my words. Rest in peace, little angels. Better off this way. This will be no world for children soon. Mark my words. Maddie Grange's husband, Hal, died 11 years ago. A stroke over his morning coffee. Not for the first time. Maddie wishes she went with him. She kept the bed and breakfast going out of habit more than anything. Something to pass the time. Best get downstairs now. Guests will need tending to. Dark days are coming. Turns out they started without her. Maddie tastes something in the back of her throat. Acrid yet sweet, like bitter chocolate. Takes her a moment to realize what it is. The taste of murder. The wind sighs, warm and damp, beneath bloodied skies. She always wondered if she would live this long, long enough to see the end of the world. Mark my words, this is only going to get worse. 3 miles to town, Maddie figures she'd best get moving. Unbelievable! The Aether, The Aether. A sliver of time-space vibrating half a heartbeat from normal reality. Dark horizon moves across the world. Steel yourselves, sisters, for the battle of all battles. Many among us are too young to remember the last time your horizon roamed free. But you have heard the stories. Let me assure you, they are true. This is what we were created for. The hour is upon us. Are you equal to the challenge? Yes, your grace. Yes, yes. Good. Astra, Bethany, prepare your squadrons. Your eyes and grow stronger by the hour. The sooner we attack, the better. There can be no hesitation. When the order comes, we must be ready. Excuse me, your grace. Yes, Nemazine. What is it? I am receiving a transmission from the throne. The order is to stand. Excuse me. I don't understand. There must be some mistake. The order is to stand down, not to interfere. What? Nova Scotia. 10 hours of fishing. One lousy fish. I've really hit bottom this time. You've seen better days, Cogliostro. Who? My God! No! Spawn! How did you find me? What do you want from me? Calm down, old man. We're not going to hurt you. Not if you tell us what we want to know. Question one. Urizen. What about him? He's loose. That's what he is. Loose? What are you doing here, then? Wasting time with me? Has heaven attacked yet? No. You're sure they will? Of course they will. They can't let him roam wild. But when heaven acts, so will hell. We've worked that bit out. Tell us about Urizen. How do we destroy him? You can't. No one can. You can contain him, but you can't destroy him. He's been bound since before memory. It took the armies of heaven and hell combined to imprison him. He negates souls, devours spiritual energy. He's the end of everything. What else? There's bits and pieces Blake wrote of him, but he's not the most reliable source. Hard to tell what's poetry and what's prophecy. Okay, question two. Abaddon and Abraxas. Ab and Zab? They're nobody. Minor demons. Openers. They unlock gates between worlds. Considered a rather dodgy pair, though. Who would send them? Whose circle do they belong to? No one's. They're freelancers. Guns for hire. Okay, let's move on to the bonus round. Why would someone hire two loser demons to release Urizen? Why? To hurry the apocalypse. To end the world. We know that. But why? Why now? I don't know. Think! I don't know! Leave him. He's of no use to us. The Aether. Someone approaches. Domina! Greetings, Sister Urania. I would speak with you. Have you received this idiotic command to stand idle while the world is ripped to shreds? Yes, we have. We thought it a mistake. But Nemezine has confirmed it with the throne. Mistake? Of course it's a mistake. More than that, it is madness. Time is short, so I shall be brief. There has been talk among my phalanx. We have decided we cannot accept this order. We are going to act of our own accord. That is heresy. Aye, that it is. Will you join us? Wait, come back. They'll find me now. Spawn? What do I do?
Start running, old man.
There's still something missing. Something I didn't shake out of those two mongrels. Who's behind this? Who would benefit from a premature apoculation? That's a joke. Hey, where are you going?
To finish this.
Wait.
I said wait! You dare?
Come on, would you relax? God, you're even gloomier than before. Oh, is that how it's going to be, huh? Excuse me. Try that one again. Oh, is that how it's going to be, huh? You want to play rough? All right, Hellspawn, consider yourself warned. This time the gloves come off. Mwah!
What was that? Why did you kiss me?
Because, Spawn, darling, it was the last thing you were expecting.
That's your problem. You don't allow for the unexpected.
Listen, I can appreciate the whole man of action thing, but circumstances require a bit more reflection, okay? You can't just react all the time. I mean, you haven't even bothered to figure out what you've become.
They move slowly now, those who survive. Those who were not driven to suicide by madness and despair. Silently they come like moths to a candle. Their dirge-like pace and step with some unheard funeral march. Beneath their feet, the ground trembles and quakes, rumbling to the sound of a dark god's laughter. To be continued. August 2000, issue 98. Holy crap, we're almost to issue 100, guys. The Trouble with Angels.
Well, Miss Fitzgerald, congratulations. You're 6 months pregnant. What? I don't get it. I thought they told me I was maybe 6-7 weeks at the most. But then, well, look at me. How did this happen? Simple. We made a mistake. It's been known to happen. Very rarely, of course. Wait, 6 months? You're sure? Unless your kid's metabolizing 4 times faster than other babies, I'd say I'm very sure. So that means the, you know, the actual... Excuse me, we'll try that one again. So that means that the actual, you know, the physical, conception occurred a little more than 6 months ago. Yes. Okay. I know this is a bit of a shock. The good news is everything looks fine. You're perfectly healthy. However, it does mean we're a bit behind on our prenatal schedule. But it's nothing we can't catch up on. Make an appointment for next week, okay? Yes, doctor. Oh, and if you haven't set up the nursery yet, I'd suggest you get right on it. Thank you, doctor. Cyan Fitzgerald has a feeling. We faint at first, but steadily growing stronger, like some stranger rapping at the door. It rattles up and down her spine like an eclectic charge. It buzzes around the back of her mind. Cyan's too young to know such words as dread or foreboding. But she knows something is going to happen, and soon. Something bad. Ah! Grr, who sent you? I'd answer him if I were you. I don't think you want to see his bad side. Tell him! Shut up! Someone hired you to release the Dark God Urizen, hoping that would jumpstart the apocalypse. Whoever it is, it seems you're more afraid of them than you are of us. So that means whoever sent you is unspeakably powerful, or you two are unbelievably stupid. My hunch is it's a little bit of both. We don't have a lot of time here, kitty, so unless you're ready to give us the name right now, Spawn here is going to take one of you and shove you rather brutally up the other one's colon. I can't even begin to imagine which part of that experience is more unpleasant. I trust we're all on the same page now.
One! It was... Shut up!
Then you tell him. Two!
All right, it was...
Damn it! They can't talk. There's a silence charm on them. They're physically incapable of saying the name. Whoever he is, he's making a point to cover his tracks.
Now what?
The word incinerate leaps to mind.
No, they're coming with us!
The Aether, a celestial realm flickering at the near edge of reality. Phalanxes of angelic warriors square off, their numbers spread across the infinite horizons.
There is no time for debate, nor is there call. Are we not sworn to defend the terrestrial spear? Does not that oath burn hot in all our blood?
Earth is in peril, and we must act. Is that simple?
No, it is not that simple. The throne has ordered us to stand down. A ridiculous order and one we are not bound to obey. You speak of mutiny, of heresy, of blasphemy.
No, I speak of honor. I speak of glory.
Don't be so prideful, Domino, lest you forget. The enemy was cast out for such an act as this. It is not our place to question the throne.
And what of Earth? How will you answer when she is a smoldering husk? That you were only following orders? I must do as my conscience dictates.
Conscience is for lesser creatures. A true angel knows only duty. Call it duty, then, but we will not join you. We will not defy the throne.
Very well, but neither defy us, sister.
Very well, but neither defy us, sister. Our decision is made. We will accept the consequences. Pray, do not stand in our way.
Malice, Pennsylvania. By the shining city, Urizen. I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
Look at this! Take a good look at what you let loose. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't throw you straight down his gullet.
What's our move, Spawn?
First, containment.
Whoa!
Firewall. It will hold him for a while.
Spawn can summon, like, trees and shit now? That's cool. What the hell was that?
How'd he do that? Did you know he could do that? No! How'd he do that?
I must admit, Spawny, I'm a little curious myself.
A gift.
The Fitzgerald home.
Hey, babe. You okay? You need anything?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
So, 6 months, huh? That really puts things in perspective.
It's interesting. The animationacademy.com. Look out, Lazelle, who is she? Virus is coming. Herbs and Kemp, farmclub.com. Crime Scene. Holfer says LA, Crime Lab Studios, 2000 AD. Ghost of Power by G. Kano. I always love those little Easter eggs they throw in.
I'd say that it puts a lot of things in perspective. Yeah, I guess I was an idiot, huh? For doubting you, I mean.
You're an idiot for lots of reasons.
True. But I guess I'll forgive you this time. We'll work it out, babe. Whatever comes along, we'll work it out. Believe that, Wanda.
I do believe it. I'm just glad that you believe it, too.
How'd I ever get so lucky?
You got me drunk, if I recall properly. I always was a sucker for the classics.
Can I ask you something for real?
Shoot.
Are you ever sorry you're married to me? I mean, that you wound up with me instead of
Al?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm asking. It's just, sometimes I feel like I'm competing with a ghost, you know?
Am I sorry he died? God, yes. But am I sorry I'm with you?
No. Never. Not for a moment. You've been needing to hear that for a while, huh?
Yeah.
You think about him?
Truth?
I do.
Every day. But you know what?
So do you. You're right. I do.
Guess what, Pookie? We're going to have a brand new brother, or a sister maybe. I'm not sure. What do you think of that?
I think that's lovely. I'm sure you would make a wonderful big sister.
Hello, Cyan. There's a good girl.
Ah!
Do you want to play a game?
I brought you a new toy to play with. Do you recognize him?
Of course you do. Now I want you to take this doll, and I want you to show me exactly what you think is going to happen to him.
It's easy, Cyan. Just close your eyes and tell me what you see.
I gotta admit, you sure know how to impress a girl, Spawn. Any idea what to do next?
We fight him, and we win.
So listen, we're just gonna wait right over here, okay?
You seem awfully confident there, big guy. You know something you're not telling me?
Hold on, I'm picking up something here.
Damn it, there's a battalion of Seraphic warriors gathering at the edge of the Aether.
Why'd everyone have to pick today to be a hero?
Gotta go stop them.
Spawn, wait here. I'll be back in a flash. Don't make a move without me.
I'm serious.
Hey, let's go.
Wait, the nice lady said to wait.
For the glory of the kingdom.
Who?
That's far enough, Domina.
Angela, get out of my way. You are no longer our sister. This is no concern of yours.
No, Domina. This concerns me very much. If you cross over the threshold to the terrestrial plane, all hell is going to break loose. I can't allow that.
Stand aside, Angela. Earth is in peril, and we mean to defend her.
No, you will destroy her.
Listen to me, all of you. It is a trick, a scheme of the enemy. Interfere, and you will usher in the final war. You will start Armageddon. But I'm not going to let that happen. Even if I have to cripple every last one of you.
Don't bother to cry out, dear. They can't hear you. They think you're sleeping.
Maybe you are. Maybe this is all just a bad dream.
Now tell me about it, your friend. Tell me about the sad man.
Tell me what you think is going to happen. Does the hero win the day?
Does darkness triumph? How is it all going to end?
Stop it! Go away! Leave me alone!
Leave him alone! It's a little too late for that, I'm afraid.
Events have been set in motion, and there's no way to stop them.
The die is cast. The battle is joined. Now only one question remains.
Who is going to win?
To be continued. Okay, this is where we end. Art Gallery.
Ooh, yep. Oh, that is cool. Okay, guys. So, yeah, it was 93 to 98. And it's a little short. Kind of short this week. I'll look at the video length, and if it's too short, I'll add something to it. Alright guys, so we're done with Spawn for this month, and we'll see you next month for... Of course, number 17 in the Origins Collection. We're getting there, and things are getting really freaking cool. So, alright, I'm out, and we'll see you next time.